Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management Magazine. Welcome back to our Mobility Management Podcast. And I'm now joined by Bill Paul and Joe McKnight from Atlas Technology Group to introduce their new product, ACES, or Atlas Clinical Eval Software, and to discuss improving efficiencies in the documentation and justification processes for complex rehab and durable medical equipment. So just to tell you a little bit about our speakers today, Bill Paul is the CEO of Atlas Technology Group. He has a 40-year history of founding and leading new businesses, including a CRT provider business. For the HME supplier, Bill developed Atlas Enterprise Software, the industry's premier ERP CRM software. He is also the founder of Atlas Clinical Eval Software and Atlas Enterprise Software, and co-founder of Telehealth Clinical Evals and Atlas Fios, all of which are support products and services for the CRT and DME provider. Bill's career spans several vertical markets, including aerospace manufacturing and career colleges. Joe McKnight, ATP SMS, works with Atlas Technology Group and has a 40-year history of working in the CRT and DME industries. Joe has owned complex rehab businesses. He's worked for large as well as smaller family-owned CRT providers, and he's worked for industry manufacturers. And now, using an extensive background in ATP and SMS training and education, as well as his experience of sitting on national and state boards, Joe is now educating users of Telehealth Clinical Evals and ACES software. So our podcast today is sponsored by ACES, Atlas Clinical Eval Software. Using Atlas Clinical Eval software, ATPs can conduct integrated patient mobility evaluations and send them seamlessly to referring therapists. Those therapists can also use ACES to conduct the clinical patient evaluations. Together, the ATP and the PT or OT can determine the optimal equipment for the specific patient. By using ACES, therapists can conduct client evaluations either in person or via telehealth. Following the step-by-step ACES process ensures that clinical evaluations include complete and accurate documentation so clients get the appropriate mobility equipment and payers can approve claims without denials. ACES is ready to significantly improve providers' evaluation to delivery or E to D timelines by helping to prepare all the documentation required by the payer. Reduced E to D times result in improved revenue cycles, while generating more revenue in less time will result in higher annual revenue for both the ATP and the provider. So, Bill and Joe, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for being with me.
Lori, it's a privilege.
Well, the privilege is all ours.
Well, this is the second in a series of podcasts sponsored by the Atlas Technology Group suite of technology solutions. And though the individual podcasts will vary in topic, the series has an overarching theme. And that theme is how complex rehab and DME providers can achieve the best outcomes for their durable medical equipment and seating and wheeled mobility clients. And those best outcomes, of course, positively impacts clinical teams, referral sources, and payers. So in our second podcast in the series, we're taking on the topic of documentation and how to make the justification process as efficient as possible. And just as we talked about in our previous podcast on the significant impact that a well-run service department can have, creating an efficient documentation process will positively impact all stakeholders that providers work with, from the client who gets the optimal equipment in a timely manner, to the clinical team, the referral sources, and payers who are all seeking optimal outcomes. So efficiency is a great goal, but acquiring this equipment, and especially very complex seating and mobility, is a process with a lot of steps. There's the clinical evaluation, multiple visits and fittings, equipment trials, there's the home assessment, and once the team makes equipment decisions, there's the ordering process and providing the documentation to successfully justify the equipment. So there are so many places where the process can get bogged down and can add weeks or even months to an already lengthy timeline. So that's where I'd like to start our conversation. You both have many years of experience in the CRT provider business. Historically, where have you seen the equipment procurement process get bogged down?
Well, Lori, there are lots of opportunities or holes, if you will, where E to D, as you spoke about, or evaluation to delivery, can get bogged down. But the root cause in almost all cases is this lack of process controls and inability to track processes through to resolution. So when the process for evaluation of CRT is ill-defined or it's vaguely assigned, accountability generally gets lost somewhere along the line, and things grind to a halt. And moreover, when there's no tracking or traceability, the provider can't discern where the system is broken to implement a fix in their practice. The Atlas Clinical Eval Software, or ACES, is a task-based, process-oriented platform that helps maintain a really efficient movement of the clinical evaluation process through the equipment selection and justification so it meets the needs of the payers and also the accreditation and audit processes.
Okay, so let's focus on that documentation process, the act of justifying to payers why this particular equipment is the best equipment for that client. In your experience, what efficiency problems have you seen in the documentation process? For example, is it just the sheer volume of information that's required? Is that what often trips people up? Or is it maybe a lack of familiarity with some payers' requirements, such as the need to rule out lesser equipment as part of that justification process?
Well, again, Lori, those are just two of many of the efficiency problems that suppliers face. I mean, many times the healthcare providers, so the physicians and therapists that we work with, they don't fully understand all of the specifics that have to be reviewed to justify a piece of equipment for a payer. Lots and lots of details there. And often there's multiple payers with different requirements and rules for different forms that they have to fill out and documentation that has to be provided. Different payers, for example, agencies may have different statutory rules that they have to approve or deny equipment with. So having a really robust, multifaceted system helps prevent errors and guides people really efficiently through the process of documentation while keeping duplication of effort, which can be a problem, to a minimum.
Joe, that's a really good point because it sounds like, and correct me if I'm not getting this right, but it sounds like you're saying, for instance, that these funding specialists and the ATPs, they have to be experts on so many fronts when it comes to documentation. And you may be dealing with one piece of equipment, let's say like a standing frame, but depending on who the payer is, the requirements could be different. Even if the piece of equipment is the same, the requirements could be different based on the payer.
That is absolutely correct, Lori. So depending upon the payer, depending upon the agency, that might be a state agency or federal agency, we can often find that there's a huge variance in what they're going to require. In some states, for example, everything will pass through very, very simply. Some payers just automatically rubber stamp things, very few, obviously. But in some cases, there's tremendous amounts of red tape that have to go through. In some cases, even peer-to-peer reviews between a physician and another physician have to be accomplished. ACES software keeps that process on track so that we know that there's absolute accuracy in all the medical documentation that is being presented so everybody sees and understands.
This is a complex process to begin with a lot of different pieces of equipment, possibly different components that have to be individually justified. And then on top of that, you have another layer of different payers that have different requirements. So now I want to bring Atlas Clinical Eval Software, ACES, ACES, into the conversation. And this is a documentation and justification system for both the supplier and the clinician to use. So they both use the software, they can both fill in the fields. Plus, the system walks them step by step through the process. So, for example, the seating team could be prompted to rule out lesser equipment as part of that justification process so that they don't get hung up there. Bill, why did you create ACES and what problems were you trying to solve when you designed the system?
Let's start with the pandemic. Whenever Medicare relaxed the regulations for physicians and therapists to maintain patient access through telemedicine, it created an opportunity for us to use our patient evaluation technology, which we had developed for our Atlas Enterprise software. All we did is extract the clinical evaluation section from our existing technology and use it for our telehealth clinical evals medical practice. This allowed for continued patient access to the medical equipment evaluations, which the pandemic had brought to a screeching halt. Soon after, one of our clients commented that it would be great if we could share this technology with their referring therapist. The referring therapist would also be able to provide continuation of care and do the equipment evaluations, either in person or remotely. With the use of ACEs, in addition to being a resource for the therapist, we included the ATP evaluation for the patient and the patient home assessment to put all the technology in one package, all the professional evaluations needed for a pre-authorization to meet the payer requirements would be in one place. This is how we solve the referring PT-OT issue with continuation of care for the evaluations.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Joe, I'm going to turn back to you because you've worked with some very, very complex cases, a lot of equipment, obviously. What do you like most about ACEs and what capabilities of ACEs do you find most helpful in expediting your justification process?
Well, first off, I like that it's a platform that provides for collaboration. It provides collaboration between the clinician who has the responsibility for understanding the functional needs and concerns of the patient and the ATP who's knowledgeable in the most appropriate assistive technology to meet those needs. This was what we originally conceived of years ago in the relationship between the ATP and the clinician. And because of this symbiotic relationship, patients are seen thoroughly and rapidly. The necessary documentation is obtained then and provided to the parties who need to justify it and approve it within the time frames required, because there are limits to what we can do. Then the patient receives the correct equipment faster. I like that it's flexible, okay? Because there's a variety of therapists who are at different skill levels in understanding how to do these kinds of assessments. And they have different orientations. Some are into pediatrics, some are into gerontology. It also addresses a variety of different diagnostic concerns, from normal aging processes through very complex neurologic and pathologic challenges. And it complements the needs of ATPs who look at the environments that the patients will be using the equipment in, helps them with the choice of the best equipment to meet the patient's challenges as described by the clinical team. And finally, I really like that it delivers results in hours, not days or weeks or months, but very, very quickly. It does it clearly, concisely, and correctly so that all the parties who depend on this information have a very clear view of the patient and the problem and then the solution.
Okay, Joe, thanks. And I know when I was talking to Bill about this previously, when we were having a little conversation in the lead up to this podcast, I mentioned to Bill that a lot of manufacturers do offer help, like with letters of medical necessity on their websites. And they may have even LMN builders, quote unquote, on their websites. But that would require the seating team to go from website to website, depending on what equipment you were needing. And some manufacturers are going to have that ability and that help. Some of them won't have that ability and help. And you just have to go from site to site to site to site. And that is just a lot of work in and of itself. So it sounds like another benefit of ACEs is that whatever the technology is, whether you're talking about a power chair, an ultra lightweight manual chair, a manual tilt and space chair, stander, et cetera, seating, that this ACEs system can walk you through that. So you do not have to go from manufacturer to manufacturer asking, okay, what is the justification again for tilt and recline together? ACEs will walk you through that. Am I getting that correct?
You are. Absolutely. And the beauty of it is that we allow two different forms of that. One, we encourage certain pathways for the clinician or therapist to be able to look at some prearranged justifications or some suggested observations for making those justifications. We also provide them with the opportunity to write specific justifications that they're going to see as most important based on their observations. And then when they have specific equipment that is unique, because we all know that this is called custom rehab for a reason. It is, in fact, custom. So in these instances, the clinician can go ahead and specify a specific justification for a specific piece of custom equipment and whatever's necessary to go with it.
So whatever is needed by that client, ACES is adaptable to the situation.
Without a doubt.
Perfect. For my last question, I wanted to talk about how ACES fits into sort of our evolving documentation process. And by that, I mean that ACES is compatible with remote or telehealth visits on either the clinician or the supplier side. So it can handle if the clinician is remotely attending the meeting or the supplier is remotely attending the meeting. And that's just a great capability. We know that conducting at least some of these meetings, some of the process virtually, has really been embraced by the industry professionals and by consumers and caregivers during the pandemic, so during the past 2 years. And we know enough about telehealth and remote services now and their success to know that these are useful options going forward, because it is always going to be difficult for certain visits to take place in person. So I wanted to ask what features of ACES are particularly helpful if you have members of your team who are going to be participating remotely.
So Lori, telemedicine is becoming mainstream, almost in some instances more mainstream than regular medicine in many instances, especially with the pandemic. Patients and practitioners alike are recognizing the efficiency and effectiveness of this process. And ACES is a platform that structures the patient evaluation in such a way that the therapist and ATP can work in conjunction with the patient and each other, sometimes while being miles and miles apart. It also has another neat feature. It allows family members to participate in ways that they may not have been able to, and to speak to issues that may have gone unnoticed without their participation. So you don't just have two people in a room, you have several people sometimes. And so many patients who have trouble going to the doctor or who should not be exposed to infectious agents can now be seen safely. The other thing that it does is allows the clinical evaluation on each patient to very often be done in their home environment. And you can learn a tremendous amount about a patient by looking at them in their home environment. What goes on in their daily basis for their MRADLs? And that's not something you're going to get in a clinic or an office environment. So I kind of see it this way. ACES is the evaluation platform of the future, but it's here today.
Thank you, Joe. And Bill, I'm going to throw an additional question at you off the top of my head. I know that you've talked a lot about, even offline, we've talked a lot about the importance of the overall patient experience and how really when you've designed your products, they all have the same end goal in mind. They may get there different ways because you have some products that examine and fine-tune your service department. ACES is obviously about the justification process for complex rehab. But in the end, you're looking for this positive outcome for the patient, but also for the clinicians, for the suppliers, for your service techs, for the caregivers. You want a positive outcome for everybody. So Bill, tell me what it could mean to the entire seating team and the consumer and the caregiver if this whole justification process can be done smoothly, efficiently, with less time involved in the entire process.
I like to look at it as everybody is served with the best practice that is available at the time. The patient, in many cases, are unable or unwilling to travel. Especially during the pandemic, they were not going to leave their home. They were not going to go into a clinical setting or to a doctor's office and have the exposure to other types of illnesses. It also gives the clinician the ability to be remote. This is something new for clinicians. Clinicians had normally been tied to some sort of a clinical environment or maybe a provider's office or other kinds of in-person evaluation requirements. This gives the clinician the ability to serve the people that need it and gives the patient access to that service that wouldn't otherwise be available. So it serves both those clinicians and the patient. And in turn, the provider ends up winning as well, because the provider now can get that equipment to the patient, get it to the patient faster, know that it's the right equipment, and the patient is much more satisfied and happy and able to then go along with their daily activities in a normal way.
Well, perfect. Thank you, Bill and Joe, for talking with me on improving efficiencies in the documentation process. And with that, we'll wrap up this episode with Bill Paul and Joe McKnight from ACES. Mobility Management Podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. The best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe, and you can also listen to our episodes on our website, mobilitymgmt.com. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back again soon.